Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
That song always does well. You're listening to HortiBiz News Radio. We are live here at the GreenTech 2023 from de Rai in Amsterdam. My name is Romy Stuik. And yeah, today is already the last day of the GreenTech. And also therefore the last day that I will be interviewing a couple of people here in the pop-up radio booth of HortiBiz News Radio. We are located in Hall 3 in booth number 205. So if you've always wondered how a live radio recording looks like, or you want to attend it and you want to hear the interesting stories of the people that we're interviewing, you're more to welcome than to visit us in Hall 3, booth 205. And also right now in front of me is a guest, and we're going to hear his story because we are going to talk about hygiene, I believe. I have in the studio Rob Beerling from Royal Brinkman. Welcome.
Hi, welcome.
I'm going to adjust your microphone a little bit so you're going to be a bit more comfortable. I think that's better.
Okay.
Okay, well, welcome, Rob. Today is the last day of the GreenTech. How has it been for you so far?
Well, it's been a couple of busy days.
Yeah.
Especially yesterday, it was very busy. We had a lot of people on the booth, so we could share a lot of information. And it went very well.
Okay, good to hear. And you are, well, a hygiene specialist, can I say that?
Sort of, yeah.
Hygiene specialist within Royal Brinkman, at least is your specialty. How much of a important topic is it on the GreenTech, for example?
Well, on the GreenTech, there is a lot of attention for hygiene because it's coming more and more important for growers.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter if you grow vegetables or plants. We can see in general that the hygiene standards in the greenhouses are becoming better and better. And we would like, as Royal Brinkman, to improve that furthermore.
Okay, because how does the whole hygiene section of Royal Brinkman look like?
Oh, well, my responsibility is mainly for the hygiene equipment. I'm part of a mechanical team within Royal Brinkman. Therefore, everybody has his own specialty. And I'm also in close contact with our Horti Hygiene team. And together with them, we write hygiene protocols for companies. This could be for new build companies or existing companies. And we are often approached by growers who would like to improve their hygiene standards. Or in case of new build, we go over with the customer and the Horti Hygiene team to look at the drawings of the greenhouse to see where the critical points are, where we have to look after. And then I fulfill this with the necessary equipment to do so.
Okay, so for like, how can a hygiene protocol, what can it look like?
Well, we mainly go, we follow the route of the personnel, and we follow also the route of the goods coming in and going out of the greenhouse.
The physical route.
Yeah, the physical route. So we walk through with the customer through his company, actually, sometimes live, sometimes on paper, sometimes by Teams when it is abroad. And there we look at the critical points, what's happening over here, where do we have to look after, especially how does the staff use the toilet, where is the restaurant for the staff, where do they have to enter the greenhouse. So for each section we make a special protocol, and we put that all together, and we end actually at the plant in the greenhouse itself, where we also can do some disinfection and cleaning the greenhouse after when there is a crop rotation, for instance.
Yeah, so these critical points in a greenhouse, is this mostly based on experience, or is it like, does it vary a bit, like a lot between all greenhouses?
It depends a little bit on what the grower is growing in his greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
For plants, there is becoming more and more attention also for hygiene. But when you look at, for instance, tomato is very strict. The protocols are very strict because they are very much afraid that there's a virus coming in. And what we can see and learned already we exist since 1885, the most of the viruses are coming in are brought in by the staff.
Yeah.
And the stuff they bring with them into the greenhouse. So that's what we want to prevent first of all.
Yeah.
And therefore is the protocol consists mainly of a station for the hand wash. Then we do the disinfection of the hands and the disinfection of the feet. That's very, very much important.
Yeah, and now I know a little bit about the products that you have for it, the CleanGate products mainly, right?
For instance, yeah.
C- Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, we have the hygiene gate. That's the most sold solution for this topic. That's mainly an installation where you can scrub your feet, the footwear, and disinfect your hands at the same time. This is all controlled by a turnstile. After you did the protocol right, the turnstile will open and you can enter the next phase, or you can enter the greenhouse.
Okay, so you first like physically have to wait until you're approved,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You have to fulfill all the steps, otherwise the turnstile won't open.
Yeah, and what kind of guarantees can you give a grower with like the products of the CleanGate, well, for example, with the chance of diseases or hygiene problems?
We try to prevent it for as much as possible.
Yeah.
But still we're working with people, and people can also make a mistake or can abuse the system also. So that's what we try to prevent.
Yeah. But
the combination of our machines and the detergents or the disinfectants we use, that is in 99.9% must be safe if the staff follows the right procedure, of course.
Yeah.
And to do so, we also give the staff some trainings. We work with signs, so everybody knows what's going on in the CleanGate or in the hygiene gate. And also for the visitors, it's very important to explain them what we are going to do. What are the steps that we are going to do?
Yeah, because they are not used to following these kinds of protocols.
True. So that's, especially when you have a lot of visitors in the greenhouse, well, they don't know or they have never been in a greenhouse. And it's getting more and more strict, the hygiene protocol.
Why do you feel like it's becoming more and more strict?
Well, because the grower wants to prevent the virus or the bacteria, whatever, entering the greenhouse and destroy the crop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their income, that's their livelihood, of course.
So did this change over the last couple of years? Are there different kinds of diseases or hygiene problems that have a bigger impact than, for example, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. We see more and more coming because the viruses are also developing.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need strict protocols in there. But it also depends a lot about the crop they are growing. For instance, like I said before, tomato is very strict. It's very much can be highly effective.
Yeah.
Instead of the plants, we see it now coming also that the staff needs also to disinfect their hands over there, scrub the feet to make sure that everything is safe.
And where would you say that are like the biggest leak in the hygiene protocol? So you talked about, of course, staff and human mistakes. What kind of mistakes could this be?
Well, not disinfecting the hands right, not washing the hands right. I know we can also supply some, after the hand wash, we can do some swabs about the hands. So you can see if the staff has washed their hands okay. That are means to see if the protocol is followed the right way.
Okay.
But next to the staff, it's also important to control your incoming goods or outgoing goods with the means, all kinds of means of transport you have. And sometimes it's even necessary to disinfect, for instance, the pallets where the goods are stacked on to make sure that the diseases don't come into the greenhouse.
Does Royal Brinkman already have products for these things?
Yeah, we work a lot with foam units, for instance. With a foam unit, you can foam the pallet, you can disinfect the pallet, and then you can bring it safely into the greenhouse. We have special disinfection mats where the materials are rolled over and the wheels of the heft truck or the forklift or the whatever trolley is disinfected as well. So you can be sure that the viruses stay out.
Yes.
And what we do in the protocol, we make a clear distinction between the red zone and the green zone, or the dirty zone and the clean zone.
Yes. Okay. And is there already a way to check if, like, for example, staff and employers have disinfected their hands in the right way?
Yeah, you can check it. There are swabs available. And I know growers can do this for their staff. They announce it also. So you can see if the hands are disinfected the right way. And if it's not, they have to do it again. Especially for the high-tech growers, we developed a special hand wash unit. That's a machine with one opening, and it follows a sequence. You have to follow the sequence until the end, and then the turnstile will open.
Okay.
Like you come in, you stick your hands into the machine. They will become hot, warm water. After a few seconds, we will do soap. And after the soap, you have some time to wash your hands. And then there will be water again. And you have to follow all the steps before you can enter the next phase, actually.
Okay, that's very interesting. So it's a very controlled environment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Royal Brinkmann operates globally.
Yeah.
Are there big differences globally when it comes down to hygiene protocols?
Yeah. We see, we do a lot of business with, for instance, with Canada or other parts of the world. Of course, where there's the high-tech companies, they have the power to invest in those machines. But we see it even more and more coming in Africa. Also the Dutch growers who have greenhouses in Africa, they want the same hygiene protocol as they have in the Netherlands. So it's becoming more and more important. Sometimes they choose for a little bit a different solution, but the disinfection should be okay.
Yeah, and that's everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Does every country have certain regulations when it comes down to hygiene?
Yeah, we can't sell everywhere our disinfectants because you need certifications. And approvals. That's sometimes a hiccup in the system. But we even then can supply the equipment and they can buy locally their own disinfectant or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then from your story, I can tell that, and you already also said it, that it's becoming more and more strict, all these hygiene protocols and regulations.
Yeah.
How do you think the future of hygiene will look like? Will it continue to follow this trend? Like, will it become even more strict? And how will it look like then?
I think it will become even more strict than it is today. Of course, the high-tech companies are already on a level that's quite okay. We need to keep it.
Yeah.
It's also very important to have good contacts with your manufacturers of the disinfectant, because viruses or bacteria can get used to the disinfectant.
Yes.
So you have to change sometimes the recipes. That's very important. And I see for the future we're already working on some machines where you can scan your hands quite easily after a disinfection, for instance.
Okay.
Then you take a sort of what we see. Or my idea is you take sort of a picture, you see it on the screen, and you have a green sign or a red sign, and you have to do it again.
Okay, so how would a technique like that work? Does it work with like cameras that detect microbes or?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, correct. And you're already developing this?
Yeah, we already have a development team for innovations, and we're already working on that kind of issues.
Yeah, and what is there like, do you have an image in your head of what it will look like in 10 years from now maybe? Like, do you think that people will have to completely go into a closed environment to get like sprayed all over with glasses on or something like that?
Or? No, I don't see it that way, because you're still working with people. And when you have those kinds of if you want to do that, you have to. They have the cooperation of the staff.
Yeah.
And what is very much important when we implement a hygiene protocol is that we take the staff along.
Yes.
And especially when there is nothing in place and we come with our protocol, that changes a lot for the staff. And we have to do this step by step and control it and explain it and maybe explain it again just to make clear. And the grower has to make clear to his staff that it's very much important, because it's their... Well, they're living.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. And then, of course, like we also discussed, is that there's becoming more and more that bacteria or other hygiene problems become resistant towards certain chemical products or disinfectants or stuff like that. Are people sometimes, or growers, or the industry, are they sometimes afraid that there's going to be a moment where there's going to be something that
Well, we have to always be alert. We have always to be alert. I mean, of course, we listen very closely, and we have close contact also with our growers, especially when there is a problem already. We talk to them and we try to isolate the problem, and first of all, locate where the problem exists. And from there, we take the next steps and go with our chemical partners who make the disinfectant, for instance. We have talks, and then we try to contain the virus, and then take it up from there.
Because how can a grower detect, like, if they're dealing with a new virus?
First of all, he sees it in his crop.
Okay, yeah.
Because when he sees something strange in the crop happening, which he can't explain, not by the water problem or whatever, then we scale it back to where it can be started. So
yeah, But so far there hasn't been any virus that was not like not able to be on to get under control.
We can control almost everything. So
okay, very interesting. Is there anything that you feel like a grower should remember about hygiene protocols or?
Well, what I would like to say is that for every grower, whatever you grow, it's very important to have the hygiene under control.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing, and not only for the staff, but also for the transport happening in a greenhouse.
And do you feel that most growers have it under control, or are they sometimes having?
Well, in my experience, and I work for almost a year now, you can see some differences between the high tech organized companies. They have special people in place who check, implement also these protocols, watch the hygiene very close. And of course, the smaller companies, there we can approve.
Okay. So what if a grower is listening right now and after this conversation feels like he should have another look at his hygiene protocols?
Well, I would say invite Royal Brinkman, invite me to your company or one of my colleagues of the Horti Hygiene team, and we are most happy to have a look or have a talk at your hygiene, how it is organized right now and how we can approve.
Okay, Rob Beerling, Royal Brinkman. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. I think it was a really interesting conversation.
Thank you very much.
And I think growers can learn a lot from this. This is Horti Biz News Radio. In a bit, we're speaking more with another part of Royal Brinkman. See you later.
Thank you.
This is Horti Biz News Radio.